A report published today says that global climate change is having a clear effect on the environment in Ireland. The authors say that there's been a 50% increase in concentration of carbon dioxide when compared to pre-industrial levels. The report was compiled by the Environmental Protection Agency, Met Eireann, and the Marine Institute. Conor Hunt reports.
The message from this report couldn't be more plain. The evidence is clear, it says. Global climate change means Ireland is warmer and wetter. The report finds that the annual average surface air temperature in Ireland has increased by 0.9 degrees over the last 120 years, with the rise in temperatures being observed in all seasons. 15 out of the top 20 warmest years on record have occurred since 1990. Annual rainfall was 6% higher in the period 1989 to 2018 compared to the 30-year period leading up to 1990. And the concentration of greenhouse gases measured in Ireland continued to increase since 2012, with long-term implications for our climate. It says that sea levels around Ireland have risen by 2 to 3 millimetres per year since the early 1990s. The report's authors saying the effects of climate change on Ireland now clear to see.
Algeria is beginning 3 days of national mourning for the dozens of people who've died in wildfires. The number of victims is now put at 69. For more than a week, wildfires have been raging in several countries around the Mediterranean Sea. Multiple fires erupted in Calabria in southwest Italy yesterday. The mayor of its largest city, Reggio Calabria, said people were losing their history and that their identity was turning to ashes. The task of fighting the outbreaks has been made more difficult by a heatwave. A temperature of 48.8 degrees was recorded in Sicily yesterday. The Taliban has secured more territory in Afghanistan as part of its campaign to gain control of the country. Fierce battles are raging between Taliban fighters and the Afghan army in the country's second biggest city, Kandahar. The militants now control at least 9 provincial capitals. The Health Service executive has opened registration for vaccination for children aged 12 to 15 years. Around 280,000 children will be eligible for vaccination. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.
Parents and guardians can now register for a COVID-19 vaccination for their children on the HSE portal. Vaccination can be provided at a HSE vaccination centre or through participating pharmacies or GPs. The consent of parents or guardians will be needed either when registering online or at the vaccination centre. And the HSE has said it will try to facilitate parents who are working with later appointment times. It's asked parents to look at the advice on vaccination for this group, to decide what is best for their children, and to discuss the vaccination process with them. Around 280,000 children will be eligible for immunisation with a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine.
The government's COVID data hub has updated its total figure of deaths linked to coronavirus to 5,059. This is an increase of 15 since Wednesday of last week. Yesterday, the Department of Health reported 1,819 new cases of COVID-19. Of the 206 people being treated in hospital with the virus, 36 are in intensive care. In Northern Ireland, there have been 3 further deaths linked to COVID and 1,467 new cases of the virus. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, has said the Irish public has donated 1 million COVID-19 vaccines to the world's poorest countries. Its Get a Vaccine, Give a Vaccine campaign has so far raised more than €2.5 million from individuals and companies in Ireland. Karen Creed reports.
2 months ago, UNICEF, the UN agency responsible for providing humanitarian aid to children, launched an Irish campaign called Get a Vaccine, Give a Vaccine. It encouraged people to donate a COVID-19 vaccine to someone in need when they received their dose. UNICEF Ireland has described an unprecedented response to it and has raised over €2.5 million from individuals and companies in Ireland. It will allow for COVID-19 vaccines to be delivered to healthcare workers and vulnerable people in countries families with little or no access to them. UNICEF Ireland's director Peter Power said by supporting this campaign in huge numbers, Irish people have recognised that inequity and have shown solidarity with people who have no access to vaccines. The UN's Children Fund has been helping to lead the largest ever vaccine procurement and supply of COVID-19 vaccines to the poorest parts of the world as part of COVAX. 175 million doses have been delivered to 138 countries since March of this year.
Severe coronavirus restrictions have been imposed on the Australian capital, Canberra, for the next 7 days. They were put in place after a single COVID-19 case was detected in the city. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern, has said the country's borders will remain closed until at least the end of the year. She said an elimination strategy was the best way to keep COVID-19 out and the economy open. And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
It will be unseasonably windy today. Fresh to strong and gusty southerly winds will reach gale force on Atlantic coasts. Outbreaks of rain will move eastwards across the country, followed by sunny spells and scattered showers. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 19 degrees. And there's a warning that southerly winds will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 from Valentia to Errishead to Malinhead this morning and early this afternoon.